Why and what would the library be? Is that a word to collect documents that would provide more information?
So you mean what's the shape of Shakespeare's library?
What are you looking for, and why do we presume there is such a thing?
Well, there's different dimensions to what we're looking for and what people have looked for over the years. There's Shakespeare's source books. So we know that the plays drew on a lot of prior material. And so there's a concept that maybe he had some of the source texts, not just earlier plays, but works of poetry, works of history, grammars and all sorts of things. So there's sort of the source books. But then there's also Shakespeare's personal play scripts and manuscripts, so the actual handwritten texts of the plays and the poems that he wrote, and then other material like letters and diaries. So all of that essentially is missing.
Is that what you would expect for any writer of his assumed productivity and fame, that you would find such materials?
Well, that's a very loaded question. So fame now versus fame in his lifetime, and you know the idea of what kind of author Shakespeare is, that concept has been reinvented and recreated over the years. So there was an 18th and 19th century version of Shakespeare as this sort of, you know, isolated genius, came out of nowhere and wrote these inspired plays and poems from nature. That concept wasn't current in Shakespeare's own lifetime.
So is there a false premise that there ought to be what we're going to call a library, a series of materials?
Well, there's all sorts of layers of false premises, but that idea that there's this, you know, the writer of Shakespeare's calibre must have a certain kind of library. He doesn't, or at least we don't have it, and therefore he mustn't have written the plays. That's an important part of the logic of the Shakespeare sceptics that you mentioned in your intro.
Do you give credibility to them?
Because
the idea that there may have been more than one author the idea of it is fairly well traversed. I don't know what weight scholars place on it, but just give us the range of possibilities. Take us back to the setting, the time and place.
Sure.
Was he a jobbing writer? Was he the Shortland Street writer or team of writers of his time? What underpins the fundamental argument that it may not have been one person?
Well, there's two parallel arguments. There's a set of orthodox arguments and then there's a set of unorthodox arguments.
Segment 1.
Why and what would the library be? Is that a word to collect documents that would provide more information?
So you mean what's the shape of Shakespeare's library?
What are you looking for, and why do we presume there is such a thing?
Well, there's different dimensions to what we're looking for and what people have looked for over the years. There's Shakespeare's source books. So we know that the plays drew on a lot of prior material. And so there's a concept that maybe he had some of the source texts, not just earlier plays, but works of poetry, works of history, grammars and all sorts of things. So there's sort of the source books.
Segment 2.
But then there's also Shakespeare's personal play scripts and manuscripts, so the actual handwritten texts of the plays and the poems that he wrote, and then other material like letters and diaries. So all of that essentially is missing.
Is that what you would expect for any writer of his assumed productivity and fame that you would find such materials?
Well, that's a very loaded question. So fame now versus fame in his lifetime, and you know the idea of what kind of author Shakespeare is, that concept has been reinvented and recreated over the years.
Segment 3.
So there was an 18th and 19th century version of Shakespeare as this sort of, you know, isolated genius, came out of nowhere and wrote, you know, these inspired plays and poems from nature. That concept wasn't current in Shakespeare's own lifetime.
So is there a false premise that there ought to be what we're going to call a library, a series of materials?
Well, there's all sorts of layers of false premises, but that idea that there's this, you know, the writer of Shakespeare's calibre must have a certain kind of library. He doesn't, or at least we don't have it, and therefore he mustn't have written the plays. That's an important part of the logic of the Shakespeare sceptics that you mentioned in your intro.
Segment 4.
Do you give credibility to them?
Because
the idea that there may have been more than one author is, you know, the idea of it is fairly well traversed. I don't know what weight scholars place on it, but just give us the range of possibilities. Take us back to the setting, the time and place.
Sure.
Was he a jobbing writer? Was he the Shortland Street writer or team of writers of his time? What underpins the fundamental argument that it may not have been one person?
Well, there's two parallel arguments. There's a set of orthodox arguments and then there's a set of unorthodox arguments.